Good morning and welcome to Husky Nation News right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, the Daily Campus, and UConn student-run TV station, UCTV. I'm your host, Kate Ariano, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut from this week. President Thomas Katsalaeus announced in an email Wednesday night that in-person classes are suspended and will continue online at the Storrs campus, regional campuses, and the School of Law starting Monday until at least April 6th. Daily Campus correspondent Taylor Harton writes that while students are encouraged to stay home after spring break, those without alternative housing options can work with Residential Life to make accommodations. Intercollegiate activities will continue as scheduled, but spectators will not be allowed. Katsalaeus said that the provost and deans will be working with faculty to develop plans for students currently enrolled in lab courses, clinicals, and other academic activities that can't be transferred to online instruction. He addressed concerns from the UConn community during a virtual town hall yesterday. The Rec Center has adopted a new dress code policy that gives students more freedom to determine appropriate gym attire. Daily Campus News editor Ashley Anglisano writes that the change comes after a lot of frustration from students being dress coded by employees at the gym. Undergraduate Student Government President Priyanka Thakkar said, "We wanted to come up with solutions for students to feel comfortable and be able to express themselves." UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reitz said that individual recreation programs may have their own requirements on safety apparel. The Rec Center will be keeping track of who gets dress coded and why to better determine how to address a situation if the problem is only occurring in a certain group. The change was created in cooperation with USG and the Rec Center administration, as well as other students. A revised version of UConn's undergraduate student government bill will merge the two existing chiefs of staff and the operations and risk manager into one new position called the executive chief of staff. Daily Campus correspondent Luke Hydash writes that the bill was written by School of Business Senator and Internal Affairs Vice Chair Luis Toscano and Deputy Comptroller Stuart Allen. The executive chief of staff would oversee members of the office of the president. USG President Priyanka Thakkar said that during spring 2019, the bill was passed, but it took the past year to review it. She said, "The Senate took this past year to reflect on missing pieces and essentials." She also said she is hesitant on how combining three positions into one executive chief of staff will allow that new person to effectively attend to all duties. A new course is being taught this semester at UConn, at UConn Stores, called Science and Policy Considerations for Meat as Food. Daily Campus correspondent Thomas Alvarez writes that animal science professor Cameron Faustman teaches the course. It focuses on the concerns surrounding meat consumption, the role it can play in our diet, and how science and policy can change how we view these concerns. He said, "An individual cannot appreciate the complexity of a debate that can ensue unless they understand the totality of science and policy." He also said that the course does not focus on the ethics of eating meat, but allowing students to gain a new appreciation for the complexity of food and how it impacts our lives and the environment. In more USG news, on February 21st, USG and UConn PIRG held the first Husky Market in the student union to provide free food for the student body to help solve food insecurity on campus. WHUS correspondent Selena Daigle has the story.
On Friday, February 21st, hundreds of students, ranging from freshmen to seniors, waited in line for free food brought to the student body by the University of Connecticut's Undergraduate Student Government, USG, and the UConn Stores Chapter of the Public Interest Research Group, UConn PIRG. Project lead on USG's task force in food insecurity for USG, Ethan Worsler, explained that food insecurity is a problem on campus.
We felt the administration and whoever else, there was a hole there in terms of service, and we wanted to fill that hole.
The first of hopefully many food pantries was held at the Student Union, and every other week the two organizations will work alongside one another to fund and provide snacks and paper goods for the student body. The first Husky Market gave away about $2,000 worth of food, and Worsler hopes that in the future the food supply will be increased to well over $3,000 to $4,000 spending cash. The funding was taken directly from USG by essentially using student fee money in order to pay it directly back to the students, said Worsler. food ranging from oatmeal to fruit cups to even paper goods such as toilet paper and paper towels. There were well over 300 students waiting their turn to grab snacks, causing the line to wrap throughout the union and past the dairy bar too. Some of the very first students in line arrived an hour in advance, just to ensure that they got first pick on any goodies that appealed to them in the Husky Market. Others in line expressed that they heard of the opening of Husky Market by seeing it written in chalk on the sidewalks, hearing it by word of mouth from friends, reading about it in the UConn's Daily Digest, seeing posts on Facebook's UConn Buyer Sell, or even by glancing at flyers hung around campus in academic buildings. Junior Allison Main expressed her gratitude towards the initiative.
The initiative is actually really smart to try and tackle food insecurity, and I think that's really great that it's like a student-run program, and I hope to see it succeed, honestly.
Main explained that since she lives in an apartment, this was a great resource to get basic household supplies and small snacks to keep up with keeping her apartment clean and tidy and ensure good health without spending a lot of money out of pocket. Senior Juan Pablo Mesa expressed that he really liked the idea of the USG giving back to the students.
It's rough out here, you know, especially like as a student, you don't have that much time to work and everything. So money is definitely an issue, like buying groceries is expensive. So it's good.
For WHUS News, this is Selena Daigle.
And now we've got some weather. It's going to be rainy, mainly before 2 p.m., with a chance of showers after 3 p.m. Some patchy fog will be rolling in before 3 p.m., with a high near 62. Tonight is mostly clear, with a low around 34. Saturday will be sunny, with a high near 50, but will cool off at night for a high near 27 and mostly cloudy. We'll finish out the weekend Sunday with sun and a high near 46. Finally, starting at 6 p.m. today, WHUS will be suspending all of our live broadcasts as part of UConn's response to the coronavirus outbreak. The university will be shut down for 3 weeks, and all current DJs will not be able to broadcast their shows until the student union reopens. Until then, we will be operating on automation only. Any new updates can be found on our Facebook, Instagram, or website, whus.org. That's all the news we have for this week. We'll now be going into a short break before I interview WHUS's own news director and one of my favorite people, Kara Murray.
All right, guys, we got to let them know what we're all about. Who are we?
91.7.
What do we got?
Music.
How often do we got it?
24/7, 365.
What else we got?
Talk, sports, news, everything.
Why is that?
Because we're WHUS.
What's that? Who are we?
WHUS.
Say it again.
91.7 FM, WHUS Stores, UConn Sound Alternative.
Welcome back, everyone. From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. So like I said, here we have my guest, Kara Murray. Kara, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm nervous.
You are doing a great job.
Thank you.
It is Kate's first time ever doing Husky Nation News, and she is crushing it.
Doing my best out here. So first, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your position here at WHUS. What do you do? Tell the people.
Well, what don't I do? That's a lie. I don't do a lot of things
you
here.
Run.
True. I might as well be general manager. Just kidding. So I'm news director here, which means I'm in charge of basically all of the online content that we produce. So on our website, whus.org, we put up news stories, we put up music reviews, photo galleries, any announcements, basically concert reviews, and I'm basically in charge of putting those up, editing them, organizing them. So with the news department, we have weekly news meetings, and I assign stories to people. Not really assign, I give people stories that they can pick up if they want to. Mm-hmm. And then once they go do that, I edit them and I help them record them and put them all together and make it so that way it's a nice little news package that can be played on air here and can be listened to on our website.
Yes, and like Kara said, you should definitely go to our website and check out some of those news packages.
Yes, Kate's got a couple. She's been cranking them out this semester.
Well.
Even I've done a few this semester.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a miracle.
We're all getting in on it.
Yes.
So I've decided that we're definitely not talking about the coronavirus, because that's all anyone wants to talk
True.
About.
True. It's a great
so
idea.
So instead, I'm going to ask you some really cool questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
I decided we're going to play the game This or That.
Wow.
Yeah. It was in my dream last night, and then I was like, you know what? We're going to do it. So, first question.
Okay.
Shower or bath?
I think shower, because everybody always says that taking a bath is basically just bathing in your own dirty water.
I disagree.
Really?
I think baths are some of the most soothing things.
Interesting.
And I don't have a bathtub at my house.
Oh, no.
So every time I go to a hotel, I take advantage of that bathtub.
Those are probably super clean bathtubs,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's true.
Whereas, like, I know for a fact that my bathtub in my apartment, I should not be bathing in it.
Yeah, I would not do that. I'm sorry, UConn. I'm not bathing in your baths.
Nope.
All right, next, dog versus cat.
Ooh. I will say dog because I'm definitely a dog person, but I've really been enjoying cats lately.
Really?
Yeah, but I definitely have to say dog because I have a dog and I love her.
Is there any cat in particular that has made you more fond of them than usual?
Actually, there is this YouTuber I've been watching. So, for a little bit of context, I really like food ASMR, which is just like people cooking. I like the sounds of that.
Oh, yes.
So there's this food ASMR channel. I think his name is Nino's Home. I don't know. And in his videos, it's completely silent except for him cooking. And he's got a little cat who just like sits next to him while he cooks.
Aww.
And the cat is so calm and just very good. And it's the cutest little thing. So that's the cat that I would want. Just a calm, nice cat.
His cat.
Yeah, basically.
To watch you cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right. And now, hamburger versus taco.
Versus taco.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, hamburger. I'm definitely not a huge fan of I like Mexican food, but okay. It's not my favorite cuisine.
Gotcha. I feel that. I think I would go more for Chinese food before I did Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went home a couple weeks ago and I made my own stir fry.
Ooh.
And it was incredible.
Yum.
Yeah. We had some nice gluten-free teriyaki sauce.
Oh,
in
yes.
There.
Yes,
thank you,
baby.
ShopRite. It was amazing.
Yeah. I think mine would be like Italian first, pasta, chicken. So good.
Pasta never gets old.
No, I love it. I could eat that for the rest of my life.
Do you have a favorite shape? Because I know some people are really picky about the shapes.
Yeah. I really like linguine just because I really like thick pasta.
Okay.
But I like rigatoni too.
Gotcha. I think I'd have to go with a classic spaghetti.
Mm.
I think that one's my favorite.
Spaghetti's good.
And then when I was little, when I was sick, my mom would always make the little pastina, stars
cute.
Ones, and I would just eat that because I didn't want to eat soup, so I would just eat little pasta. All right, online shopping or in-person shopping?
Ooh,
that's
tough.
A tough one.
That's very tough because on one hand, I'm really not a shopping person. Like, I don't like going to stores and trying stuff on because I just like to get in and get out and, like, be done because, like, I just hate crowds and I hate, like, how busy the mall can be sometimes.
I get that.
But also online shopping, sometimes I do buy stuff and I'm like, I actually hate this.
Yeah. And then you got to return it online.
Yeah.
And that's a hassle.
But also online stuff, usually they do offer things that they don't have in store.
That's true.
So I guess maybe online shopping.
I think I'd have to go in person, and I just want to apologize for anyone who's listening that I've ever shopped with, because I'm absolutely brutal. I will take 2 to 3 hours, and I will try on anything that I want, because I'm such a guilty shopper. I need to be 110% sure that I need this before I buy it, and even then, sometimes I'll go back and return.
Oh my god, we cannot go shopping together, because I would lose my mind.
I won't take you shopping ever. It's really a trip. soup versus sandwich.
I think sandwich. I'm not really a soup person. I like tomato soup, and that's about it.
I think my favorite soup ever was Panera. They had the baked potato soup. It was like, it had potato in it, and cheese, and bacon. It was like a baked potato, like a loaded baked potato, but soup, and it was really good.
Panera soup is very good. I will make an exception for them.
Would you get a sandwich from Panera?
Yes.
What kind of sandwich?
Usually my go-to Panera order is either the half sandwich and cup of soup or the half sandwich and a salad. So my sandwich is, usually I get like the, I think it's like the chicken salad or like the Napa almond salad. And like tomato soup or a Caesar salad.
Gotcha. I've had the mac and cheese from Panera, and honestly, controversial opinion,
It's not that great.
Yeah, it's just fine.
It's fine.
Do they have gluten-free noodles there?
No, but it was like before the whole gluten-free thing.
That's right.
So, if I just say one more time, I'm gluten-free.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not. Before. You are not missing much.
Yeah. I remember. It kind of just tasted like the bowl that it was in.
Ew.
Like the glass bowl they had it in, like, it kind of just tasted like ceramic bowl. Yeah. It wasn't anything special.
Yeah, that is not pleasant.
Sorry to anybody who disagrees
with
that opinion.
We're going to get tons of hate mail now.
Oh, man. All right. Sweater versus hoodie.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
This is a cool one.
That's a very interesting one.
Fashion tips with Kara.
I know. I really do like sweaters lately, but I feel like hoodies are what I wear when I want to be comfortable.
I see you wearing a hoodie right now. Are you comfortable?
I am quite comfortable. Yeah. I don't know, because I wear both of them so often.
Mm-hmm.
I think for class, I like to wear sweaters, and then when I'm just lounging, I wear hoodies.
Yeah, I think I agree with that one. Because, you know, you go to class, you gotta
put in some effort.
A little bit of effort. Like, you rolled out of bed, but then, you know, you got ready for 5 minutes.
Yeah, roll out of bed, but make it fashion.
Exactly. That should be a new fashion line of clothing.
True.
Like,
very true.
Comfortable, lazy, but socially acceptable.
True.
I like that. Okay, we've only got a couple left.
Okay.
What about phone call versus texting?
Texting.
Really?
People are always like, oh, you're such a millennial, you hate phone calls, but I've always hated phone calls as a kid. Because I was super shy as a kid.
Aww.
So I hated like calling my friends to be like, want to come over? Like,
oh my God.
I hate calling on the phone because I just am like, awkward.
Are you one of those people that has to ask somebody else to place an order on the phone?
I can do it. I don't like to, but I can, because there have been times where my parents, particularly my dad, has been like, I don't care, you are calling and ordering, and I'm like, okay, and then it's always fine. So I can, but I just don't like to.
I feel like if you have the choice between calling or not eating,
yeah,
you'd probably call.
And like, I do have to call people for interviews and stuff now.
Journalism life.
Which is just terrible. And I always am like, okay, it's fine. It doesn't matter. It's fine. And then it's always fine. I just get like really weird phone anxiety.
I'm kind of treating this like a phone call, honestly. Yeah. It's just you and me. No one else can
exactly
hear.
Exactly. No one else can hear.
But no, I think I would definitely go for phone call, just because I feel like text, I never say what I want to say.
And I always
want to say a lot more, because I talk a ton. If anybody knows me, I could ramble on for hours.
This is just true.
Like my mother. Shout out Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
I hope she's listening. She had a little trouble.
Your mom's name is Kathleen, and your name is Caitlin.
Yeah.
Cute.
We have the exact same initials.
The Cates. I love
same
it.
Same middle name, Elizabeth. Like every
I
other girl
it.
Born in 2000. What is your middle name, Kara?
It's Nicole. Actually.
Is it? That was another one.
Yep.
I just saw a tweet, and it was like, you get $100 if your middle name is not blah, blah, blah. Elizabeth, Nicole, Marie.
Yep. Yeah. It's Nicole.
Pretty common. But yeah, I prefer phone calls because I like to talk for hours, and people get annoyed when I double text sometimes.
Ugh, I like quadruple text.
But yeah, I'm just gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Maybe you should turn the vibration off.
I got a lot to say.
Yeah, I got a lot to say. Yeah, I like that. All right, toast or eggs?
Toast.
I agree.
I
hate
toast.
Eggs.
I'm fine-ish with eggs. I like omelets from diners, but I would never make eggs on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But a fun little story is that last year I lived in Charter Oak with my current roommate, and then we had two other girls we lived with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my roommates, Delaney, she and I would do this thing like almost every night called toast time, where it would be like 11 p.m. and we would just both make a piece of toast and just like eat it together.
That's actually really cute.
Yeah, it was so cute. So now every time I have toast, I'm like, oh, I wish Delaney was here to have toast with me.
Well, maybe in the future you and Delaney can grab some toast again.
True, I would love that.
I totally agree. I toastily agree.
Make
you
that one of your Instagram captions.
You know I had to do it on air, live, right now.
Kate loves puns, everyone.
I made my
first
live pun.
Yes.
Wow. We got to write that down.
The first of many more.
First of many. Yeah, I can't do eggs. I, for whatever reason, have completely just developed this distaste for anything I liked as a child. Bananas, cereal, milk, eggs. I can't smell any of it.
Wow.
Especially Cheerios. That's the worst.
Interesting.
I know. There's something wrong with me. But I just don't like eggs. And so another little story. When I was studying abroad in Spain last semester.
Oh, wow. 'Cause,
that's study abroad life. I was at a restaurant, and obviously they had to make like gluten-free accommodations for some stuff. And one of the things they had was calamari, and I wanted to eat it so bad, but I couldn't. Yum. So they were like, okay, well, what are some other things that you like that we could make for you? Do you like eggs, potatoes, cheese? And I was like, yeah, I could do that. Because if an egg is in something and I can't really taste it, like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I can do it. And I thought maybe they were going to make some kind of like potato something or other, because I love potatoes in every way, shape, or form. Well, they come out with this pile of basically the equivalent of scrambled eggs,
mm-hmm.
but they made it look nice. So it was in like, imagine if you put it in a mug, packed it down, flipped it over onto the plate. And so it's just in a little like mound.
Little cylinder?
A cylinder of eggs.
Interesting.
If you will. I took one bite. And that was it. I couldn't do it.
You were like, sorry, I know you just accommodated me again, but...
But I'm not going to eat this.
Sorry.
Yeah, so that's how I feel about eggs.
I love that.
Really, really bad. There's this new trend going around where I see people drawing, like, faces on eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And then they hit them together, and they make, like, a bracket as if they're fighting.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That might be something that I do to occupy myself in the next 3 weeks.
You could definitely do that. Maybe go viral with that.
That would be fun. What other ideas? What should we do?
What should we do for the next 3 weeks? I would love to learn, like, a new hobby or something.
Ooh, like what?
I have no idea. Maybe like piano or something. I'm not going to do it.
Do you have a piano at your house?
I do.
Oh.
My dad is very into music and instruments. So we have 2 pianos, a drum set, like 4 guitars, a bass. We have a lot of instruments in my house.
You should become Kara, the one man band.
I should.
In the next 3 weeks. Come back and then just rule the studio because you're your own band.
The new studio sessions. Oh, yeah. Me.
It's just Kara.
That would be wonderful.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You just teach yourself guitar. I have one at home. I might pick it up.
Yeah, for sure.
And try. I can play Ode to Joy. Like, I can pick it, but that's about it because it's muscle memory from
talent.
7 years ago.
The talent jumped out.
Oh, yeah. It really just, that's my musical inclination. That's it.
I love that.
I've nothing else. But as far as hobbies go, I think I might crochet more. I want to make
a
blanket.
That's cute. Oh, yeah. You have totally tons of time to do that.
I'm working on one, but yeah, maybe we'll continue that.
I would love to paint more and also cook more.
Ooh, what kind of things would you cook?
I'm definitely more of a baker, so I think I want to just learn to make like easy, like nice meals that I can have for myself.
Because
I can make like quesadillas. I can make chicken salad. I can make, I actually made really good pasta with vodka sauce the other day.
Was it like a homemade vodka sauce?
Mm-hmm. It was so good. It was very good.
How do you go about making a vodka sauce?
Well.
Yeah. Is there vodka in vodka sauce?
There is, but you can't taste it.
Wow.
Because it cooks it like evaporates.
I've been wondering that for a long time, I'll be honest.
Yes. I did this thing. I used to do this thing a lot on my Snapchat where I would do cooking with Kara and I would just post videos of myself like cooking step by step.
You gotta bring that back.
So I did this for the vodka sauce. And I just did like step one. So it's like you just cut up like an onion, some garlic, cook that in oil for a little bit. Add in some tomato paste or like tomatoes if you have them, a whole thing of tomato paste, cook that for a little while. Then you add in some vodka and some heavy cream, I believe. And then I also put in like some red pepper flakes just for like the spiciness. And I think that's it. And then you just, it's just about like making sure it all cooks and gets very thick.
That sounds so good.
It was very good. It only took me maybe like 30 minutes. So.
Oh, that's nothing.
It was very easy.
I'll have to go home and try that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll start trying to cook a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because next year I'll have to actually cook for myself.
True.
Getting out of the
dorms.
Yeah,
where are you going to live?
I think we're doing Mansfield Apartments.
Ooh.
I went yesterday with a couple of my friends because one of them has a brother who lives there already. So we went and we just kind of checked it out, scoped out the place. And let me tell you, a boy's version of Mansfield Apartments.
Very different from girls,
very
I bet.
Different than what I was imagining.
Yep.
Smells very different from what I was imagining.
Yep.
But it'll be a good time because we can, you know, decorate.
Yes.
Have furniture. And I'm so excited because it'll be like we're just living on our own.
The apartments.
Over in Mansfield Apartments.
Are cash. They are so nice.
They really are. And then they're like kind of far from campus, you know?
Yeah,
like
they are.
It's a bit of a walk. So you got to take Redline.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took it there and we're walking. And there's like two different spots where Redline drops off and picks up in the parking lot. And we were walking towards the second one so we could go back. And the bus driver for Redline just didn't even look at us. He just kept going.
Yep, they're a little savage sometimes.
He just pretended he did not see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he was like, oh, what? Sorry.
Students, who are you?
I don't know what that is.
We were not in his line of sight, therefore we did not matter.
Nope. Yeah, object permanence does not exist.
It wasn't in his field of vision.
Nope.
So we didn't care. You know what? That's okay. If that's how that bus driver wants to live his life, I hope he...
More power to him.
Yeah, I hope he can live with the fact that he left four girls stranded at Mansfield Apartments for another 14 minutes.
I hope it keeps him up at night.
It better. I bet he got no sleep last night because
he was
like,
wow. Oh, God.
I let those girls just stand there.
For another, like, 14 minutes before right? someone else picked them up safely.
We were so bored. We were trying to find something to do. We were looking around the little bus stop, seeing if there were things on the ground. One of my friends picked up a moth.
Oh, wow.
I didn't like it. I don't do bugs.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, if I were to see a bug in the apartment, I would kill it. Mm-hmm. She would probably pick it up and release it into the wild, air quotes.
Nope.
I can't do that.
If it's in my territory, it's dying.
Exactly. It's not meant to be here.
Nope.
Natural selection.
Exactly. You should have stayed in your lane.
Another thing I saw while I was down there is there's a trail
mm-hmm.
into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever run on that trail before?
I have not. I don't go down there very often all the way back there, but I do know that that trail exists.
It was a little sketchy looking, and it yeah. kind of smelled bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the one that they used to call the rape trail.
Oh, I really hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope not. Because that was pretty close to the apartments.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize how many apartments are down there.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's a pretty big little area.
But yeah, it'll be cool living on my own next year.
Ooh.
With a couple of my besties.
It'll be fun.
Doing the adult life.
Yes.
Any tips on how to do the adult life?
Oof, goodness. Definitely... Are you living with three other people?
Yeah.
Definitely don't let the apartment get super dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Have like a cleaning schedule and try to stick to it.
Oh, okay.
Because with four people, it gets dirty so fast.
Does it?
Even girls. And it's gross. Let's see. It's fun to do grocery shopping together.
Ooh.
And then you can kind of like split it if you want, split the cost. What else? Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody should kind of have clear expectations mm-hmm. going in, like, oh, we're not going to make noise after this hour, and
for
then
sure.
stick to that.
For sure.
And yeah, I don't know, just open communication.
I gotcha. I think if anything, I'll be the problem child because I go to bed so early.
Really?
I am an old lady.
I love that for you.
I love going to bed early.
Ugh, I wish I did it more often.
Getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep is my favorite thing.
Wow. I don't know her.
I don't know. One of my best friends has to run off of like 5 to 6 hours of sleep. She got 9 hours the other night and she just was a zombie all day.
Wow.
And then she got 6 the next day and she was just a little ball of energy. She was so excited.
Interesting.
So, yeah, she was... She's one of those people that can run off a little bit of sleep.
Oh, I have an update.
An update.
Daniela Doncel, shout out to her.
Hey, Daniela.
She said the old rape trail is between North and Towers. Oh, I used to walk that trail all the time.
Kara.
Oh, okay.
My goodness.
So then you're okay.
Okay, so I'll be fine. Thank you, Daniela, for that little update.
Yes, thank you, Daniela.
We have to reassure our viewers that the Mansfield Apartments trail is safe.
Yeah, me
and
just slandering the trail.
Too,
yeah.
But, you know, it's just hearsay.
Yeah.
All right, I think that is all the time that we have for today.
It is.
Thank you, Kara, so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me. You did a great job for your first time.
Thank you. It was a lot less nerve-wracking than I thought
it would be.
Exactly. So, everybody, thank you for listening in on this show, and for helping me host my first episode of Husky Nation News. Thank you to The Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us. And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I've been your host, Kate Ariano, and you're listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Have an amazing day.
I love the way